This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey now, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. 100 million TV homes, 150 radio stations, 175 countries, and all the ships at sea. We're television, we're radio, YouTube America, Biz TV, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, and of course our radio networks on Biz Talk Radio Network and American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Big Biz Show's on here. Great to have you along, Sully and Russ T. Nail.
Well, all you money guys got a lot of work yesterday going on local talk shows, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was on seven different networks yesterday.
Yep.
Including these here. Well, how many networks are on here? We're on five here. So yeah. 13 different networks.
Yesterday. I saw the Wilsey kid.
Brent Wilsey. Oh, Young Wilsey.
Young Wilsey.
Oh, nice.
He was on a local TV.
The Millennial Investing.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
They were pulling
people
out.
Well, we found him. Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, again, yesterday was the market being the market, and we are still at full employment. Earnings are fantastic. Mm-hmm. The economic fundamentals are in place, and Apple is the same company it was a week ago. So that's what it comes down to. All right. So listen, a couple things today. We've got Greg Holgate from Oska Wellness in studio today to talk about getting rid of the opiate epidemic in pain meds.
Oh yeah,
so he'll
talk
to us about that today. Speaking of which, Greg's calling us now. the other issue going on here is something that is very near and dear to Russ and I. We've been on the air for 22 years now on radio. We've been on TV for I think 11 or 12, and during that process, Russ has managed to get himself a national TV show called Live High Live.
Live High Live,
which is what, Rusty?
It's a semi-serious look at the world of cannabis. Stop calling it marijuana. That's my message
to the world.
Yeah.
So listen, Jason Hobbs is our associate producer. He's the guy who books all the guests. He found this company, and I immediately said we got to get him on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I've not talked to this gentleman yet. His name is Brett Roper. He is the co-founder and CEO of a company called Medicine Man Technologies, Rusty.
I'm telling you, need some technology in there. Figure out what's going on inside that fabulous cannabis plant.
And he's going to tell us a little bit about it. Brett, thanks for swinging by the show today. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, and thanks for having me on today.
So listen, Brett, first of all, talk to us a little bit about the company itself, just to give us a primer. You got a lot of eyeballs and ears on you right now, and just because many of us haven't heard of Medicine Man Technologies, talk about what you guys do. By the way, they are publicly traded. Their stock symbol is MDCL, by the way. But go ahead, Brett, take it away.
So the company was founded originally as a precursor to a brand's warehouse. As a public company, you all are well aware of the expenses and costs with managing that public company element. And the thought was if we could have a successful first pull in our tent of consulting, then we would begin to add other elements into this platform as it grew. So as we were founded in 14, we continued to grow the consulting side. But then in 2016-17, we've added new business lines. We've recently purchased Pono Publications, which is a 3Alight book and IP, as well as Success Nutrients, and even more recently, Denver Consulting Group, who was another consultant in the space. So as we aggregate these various elements that are pieces of the puzzle that fit well within our business program, we continue to grow the basis of how we're going to generate revenues, but we're keeping our costs of operations narrowed down to one public company platform. And as a result, when I show up at the MJ Business Show in Vegas in November, which is the year's, the biggest event of the year,
yeah, baby,
I've now got three or four companies sharing that expense and presence at that show, rather than each of us individually trying to bear up into those marketing costs.
I'm getting
to cross-pollinate, if you will,
yeah,
a lot of other cannabis-related properties and skills.
Hey, Brett. Brett Roper, by the way, co-founder and CEO of Medicine Man Technologies. Their stock symbol is MDCL, and their website, medicinemantechnologies.com. Russ, you had a question?
I did. So if I'm just like starting a dispensary, I might call you and say, what do I do first? Where do I get my license? How do I build my facility? What? Right? You come in and go, here, do this, this, and this, in this order?
So, good point. We recently, in fact, we have a training team that just got back from Maryland last week, where we have one of our clients who was just coming online. Now, we provided that client with support in the application process by giving them SOPs, designing their facilities, and helping them come up with an operating plan that they could then submit to the state of Maryland in this competitive process, for which they did receive a license to establish a dispensary. So as a part of that launch, we also have a team of folks on staff that go out and help with all of the training and launch windows that these various dispensaries are undertaking.
So basically,
in Maryland, we actually have another launch coming up in a couple of weeks for another client that's opening up a dispensary. So we help them with their application. We help them with an operating plan. We help them with the elements the state requires them to submit on a competitive basis. And at the end of the day, hopefully they win and that we continue to provide support in the form of training and deployment.
Hey, Brett, what's going to happen? Because obviously cannabis use in America makes millions of otherwise law-abiding citizens criminals in some states.
In the Fed law.
And of course, you got the Fed issue where it makes it impossible or nearly impossible for some of these folks to bank, which is just ridiculous because, let's face it, this is an investment vertical that is actually something that we could probably count on as here to stay, much like tobacco, much like technology. On the other side of the fence, you do have the feds in the way at this very snapshot in time. In your professional opinion, does this banking issue get taken care of sooner than later, in your opinion?
Well, the nice thing is it's being taken care of already. So you have a lot of state banks and credit unions that, with the FinCEN guidance issued back in 2009, that has not been revoked, that's a part of the fabric of the industry. There is a box to check that says, yes, I'm actually a cannabis company, and here's where that $10,000 or $5,000 or more of cash is coming from. Mm-hmm. So you already have a fairly decent presence of evolving state and credit union elements that do want to bank cannabis. And the nice thing about these companies is they get a lot of other business. So when you get a bank that says, yes, I will help you, I'll bank you, all of a sudden they're going to open up new accounts with our employees, or they might get a home mortgage from somebody, or they may have credit card activity or credit cards that they can sell or other products they can cross-pollinate. So as these smaller institutions begin to look at the opportunity, they're smart enough to see it for what it is, and I think over time the federal government will have to address this issue because it's way too important with regard to protections and public safety when you're handling typically hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's where the
you're forcing the money. I mean,
it makes it a typical, low-hanging fruit for criminal people to think.
Yeah. Well, they're forcing a money laundering business. That's what they're doing. I mean, the feds are forcing money laundering at this point, right?
Here in San Diego, one of our little cities, I think it's Chula Vista, has kind of, they've changed their mind a little bit. First, they said, no cannabis around here. And then they see the money coming in the first month of legalization in California. And they went, you know what, let's have a meeting and rethink this.
Yeah, right. Hey, let's talk about California for a minute. First of all, where are you? You're based out of Colorado, right?
Right, but we do have several clients in California.
So
we
let's talk
Central and Southern California.
Let's talk about California market, though, Brett.
Our market,
all the way up to Central California. So most of these clients are cultivation clients.
Yeah.
Although we do have a couple of dispensary clients in Long Beach. So we are active in the state of California. We are keeping up with the rules and regulations.
Ah.
And in fact, we have several of our clients that have gotten their pre-operating license numbers.
Look at that.
And one in particular should be coming online this next month.
Hey, Brad, I got to ask you about the market in California. Obviously, Colorado came out with a bang. A little disappointing the first year in tax revenues, but then came up immediately thereafter and exceeded expectations. Is California going to be Colorado on steroids, so to speak, in your opinion?
Well, I would hope so. The challenge with California is that they have had kind of an ad hoc set of rules and guidelines that didn't have, for example, testing. All these great growers in Northern California and elsewhere that have been growing for obviously a long time have been growing in an outside environment where there's never been a testing requirement. So you could have a great grower up in Humboldt County that's next to a wine vineyard that's using some sort of spray-on pesticide that drifts over to his plants that could cause his whole crop to fail inspection, and he wouldn't be able to sell it into the open market which would force him back into the black or the gray market. So the issues of testing and the requirements to have a legalized, well-organized platform to sell safe products to consumers is going to become more of an issue in California. So we expect there to be probably a lack of tested products in the market as we move into summer. The state has given, I believe, a six-month moratorium on products and flower materials that were grown prior to the initiation of the new regime, if you will, January 1. But once that time clicks out and you can no longer sell those products that weren't tested, they're labeled as such.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, stay right there for a minute. I'm going to keep you over for a minute. His name is Brett Roper. The name of the company is Medicine Man Technologies.
Oh, I want one.
I'm gonna keep him over. I was only gonna talk for one second, but he's really interesting because there's a bill called House Bill 18-1011 in Colorado.
So
we need to know about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him. We'll also talk to Steve Wisen. Also, Greg Holgate's on the way. It's a Big Biz Show nationwide, coast to coast, TV, radio.
Wow, wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever.
Cool.
It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Television and radio at the same time, 100 million TV homes strong on YouTube America, Biz TV, Apple TV, Roku TV, Amazon Fire. We're failing in every market.
That's right.
22 years.
Unsuccessful and over 15 years.
Also on radio. Biz Talk Radio Network. American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the cities. I love featuring these small public companies. Fantastic stuff. It really, I learn something more every single time we get guys on the air like this. And Brett Roper is the founder and CEO of a company called Medicine Man Technologies.
And not so small, mister. It's getting big.
No, it's getting pretty big.
It's growing like weed.
Medicine Man Technologies, full-service cannabis consulting. Think about this. Consulting. So these guys are the guy behind the guy.
Well, yeah, and you need the guy behind the guy. Yeah, you go into this just kind of like naive and
right.
What the heck? You've got laws. You've got,
right.
You got
laws?
Are you going to grow it? Are you going to hire people to trim it? Are you going to
spend
children? What kind of strain are you going to produce? Are you going to make it into oil?
Right.
Are you going to keep it as the flower? Are you going to make it into medicine? Is it going to all those questions, one stop
you need. By the way, MDCL is their stock symbol. And, most of us, you guys look at sports pages. I look at charts and I look at everything else. So. Mm-hmm. Interesting company.
I look at cannabis pages, actually.
Yeah, I know you do.
Booming market.
Right, exactly right. So Brent, my question for you, first of all, before I do want to get into this House bill, and I think it's in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken. I want to talk a little bit about the video that we saw on your website. So we saw a video on your website that looks like a big facility, a manufacturing facility. Can you talk about that video? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about on that?
Sure. So there's a tour video in the About Us. It's basically takes you through a cultivation facility that one of our shareholders owns here in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Medicine Man, which was kind of the place where we started this company back in 2012. So that particular video is, you're looking at a very clean, aseptic space Cannabis is very carefully grown there. These guys are peer-reviewed, so they're testing. You know, they don't fail tests. Their products are very, very good, and they also are vertically integrated. So while they grow their materials, they also have a new extraction company that they just opened up called MedFarm, and they have a number of dispensaries here in the Denver area that they sell these products through.
So, and then the other video we're looking at here is it looks like a retail location.
The dispensary, yeah.
Okay.
Dispensary,
that would be a dispensary, correct. That's okay. A dispensary facility.
And now, what if I wanted to, say, put together my own little grow shop, and I say, you know, 50,000 square foot warehouse? What am I looking at? 10 mil?
Yeah, that's a good point. What's the cost of entry into this business?
I just want to flip the switch and start growing weed.
Right. Okay, so there's no wrong way to grow cannabis. So you can grow outdoor, you can grow in a greenhouse, or you can grow indoor. The industry typically has price points that are sensitive to where the origins of your plant material are. So here in Colorado, outdoor material probably wholesales for around $800 a pound. Greenhouse probably $1,000 a pound, and indoor material probably wholesales in that $1,200 to $1,400 a pound range.
Wow.
So when you say 50,000 feet, that's a little bit of a, okay, let's assume it's an indoor facility.
Yeah.
By the time you build it and by the time you populate it and get it operating, you'll probably have $200 a square foot into that building.
Yeah, wow, $200
so
bucks a square
foot. So that would include the cost of the land, the cost of building the building, the cost of fitting out the entire grow facility that's going to be within the building.
How exciting.
And probably a little bit of negative cash flow up to the point that you're able to sell and begin to show a profit.
Yeah. So, by the way,
real quick, Bob, I quit.
Yeah.
And
so by the way, it's about the size of a nice house. It's about the cost of a nice house in Del Mar, Rusty. Hey, listen, Brett, would you come back with us at some point? We'd love to have you back. I appreciate you taking the time and being so generous with your time. Once again, the name of the company, Medicine Man Technologies. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol MDCL. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can go to medicinemantechnologies.com. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah. Let's go to Vegas in November. Big convention out there. We'll bring the
what
band.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
I think we have videotape.
Cannabis company, a cannabis convention in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Whereby Rusty Nails is there.
Last time, I think, I stayed there for an extra 2 weeks and dated a waitress from something.
Yeah.
I got to go back to Vegas.
Steve, hey. J.J. Wiseman, the Scam Answer. Steve, sorry you're running late there, buddy. I appreciate you hanging on with us there.
No, I was just concerned. I thought I was going to be like Malcolm Butler and
exactly.
I was benched.
That was, and by the way, that was all Rusty Nails keeping that one guest on because it was something that he loved. Steve Wiseman, of course, is the purveyor of Scamicide.com.
I bet there's cannabis scams out there. You look into some of those.
Is there any cannabis? Have you
got to be a cannabis scam.
I don't know. I've not seen.
Stone in the first place.
If you go to the scam of the day, I've not seen a single cannabis.
Doritos, free Doritos.
Have you seen a cannabis scam yet? I've not seen one.
What you
really
do is because, again, anything the public is interested in. So now that pretty much marijuana is legal, there are a lot of phony investments out there. There are legitimate companies like you were just talking to, but there are people who don't do their homework and invest with a scammer who really doesn't have much of a business other than taking your money.
You know, I will get. One of the cool things that I was with my parents and I was with my kids on Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we talked about was your website. And I guess all of them are spending a fair amount of time on your website, Steve, at the FTC scam refund portal. Talk about that for a minute.
You know, this is something that's really good, and a lot of times people don't know about it. But the FTC does a pretty good job when they go after various scammers. So scammers used Western Union to get people to wire money for the Jamaican lottery fraud and scam. And there are other kinds of scams. There are tech support scams. And when the FTC manages to collect the millions and millions from these scammers, they will refund it to the public. So on the website, scamicide.com website, we link directly to the section of the FTC website where you can click on and see if you are due a refund, what you need to do, how to get it. There's never a charge for it from anyone, certainly not from Scamicide, but even the FTC. So if somebody says you need to pay a fee in order to get your payback, your reimbursement, That's a scam. But there are a number of them out there now, particularly in regarding tech support scams.
Scamaside.com has all them. Steve, stay right there. We're going to keep you for a second. I'm running late. Hopefully you can stay. Scamaside.com is the name of his website. Identity Theft Alert, one of his several books. Truth About Everybody Scams, another one. He's got a ton of them. In fact, he's got another one on I think, sports agencies. More Steve. Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Brought to you by Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like Rusty Nails.
Yeah, it's a big phone, but where's the antenna?
Get Rock Mobile. Also brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your
rock
for retirement. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results.
You'll never try this.
Also, Starbucks coffee with a bigger, bolder flavor.
Did you say bolder? Tastes like coffee. It's a coffee bolder.
Blue and Brands and their fine family of restaurants, Outback Steakhouse, Carrabba's Italian Grill, Cheeseburger Paradise, where they all serve.
Rock lobster.
Rock shrimp.
Oh, son of a... God, kill me! God, get this lobster off me! What? That was good.
It wasn't that good. Forget it. I'll be sponsors later.
Origin Clear. Some clear things.
Do you even know what show you're on?
No, I don't even know what time it is.
Steve J.J. Weissman, the scam man, is with us from Scamaside.com. He wrote the book, Identity Theft Alert, and the truth about avoiding scams. I was just on his website, Scamaside.com. And you know, the FTC, the FTC scam refund portal is fantastic on here. The one thing that I want to make everyone aware of, and there's a big lottery going on in San Diego, a very legitimate lottery where they're giving away a home or $2.5 million.
Yep,
I mean, sponsored by the city and everything else. But there is a jackpotting scam, is there not, Steve? Talk to us about that.
So glad you asked about it, Sully, because this is, should be huge news, and I don't know why more in the media aren't bringing this up. There's a kind of malware that very sophisticated criminals have created and used against ATMs at banks around the world. It's been done a lot in Asia. It's been recently done in Mexico. They put the scammers dress up as tech assistants and repair guys. They come into usually a freestanding ATM, and they install this malware. Then they set it up so that at a certain time they can send back someone. They call them mules. These are the lower level criminals who will take all of the money. They will program the ATM so it'll just spit out like a slot machine.
Yeah.
Now, Secret Service was warning American banks about this for the first time about 2 weeks ago. And then just a few days ago, they announced that there's already been $1 million stolen from ATMs here in the United States using this. Now, part of the real problem here is that the malware takes advantage of a vulnerability in the Windows XP operating system, something that you and I don't use. No one uses. Microsoft stopped really updating it years ago. But for some reason, the ATM manufacturers are still using it, making them vulnerable. So this is going to get to be a bigger and bigger story because the banks have not, they haven't stopped the problem yet.
And of course, you know, more and more people get suckered into this stuff every day. So someone's going to figure out it. The problem is that it's a moving target, right, Steve? These are all, you know, the scammer guys always figure out a workaround, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, and they come up with new malware. One of the kind of things that's interesting, Sully, is the business model, because Interpol once said there are only about 100 of these cyber criminal geniuses. But what they do is they create the software, the malware, and they sell it on websites on a part of the Internet they call the dark web, where they go and they can anonymously buy and sell the malware, tech support, and so less sophisticated criminals are able to use it. It's similar to the how to do income tax identity theft and stealing the Social Security numbers. There are gangs now that are used to be into selling drugs and other violent acts, and now they're doing income tax identity theft and making more money with less chance of getting caught.
Well, sometimes the ATM machines will screw up just by themselves. I know our friend Steve Kelly had a good joke about that. I put my card in, asked for 20, gave me 200, so I immediately did what we all would do, put the card back in, ask for another 20. No one's turning themselves in on that.
Steve, once again, thanks so much for your wisdom. Steve Wiseman, scamaside.com.
Cool.
Identity Theft Alert. You can all of those portals up on the top there. Spend a little bit of time on his website there, and you'll be able to see everything about Steve and the list of scams and the
list
scam
of books
of the day
he's written.
And the trending scams.
The next prison he'll be speaking at.
Yeah, he does. He does, by the way, he does speak at prisons. And I think he has learned much of his education curriculum.
They pull him over on the side. Hey, yes, you know, I pulled off one back in you know, back in the 80s. I want to talk about.
Do all criminals come from Jersey?
Hey, maybe
from Rikers?
No, that's East LA.
Hey, look who's walked in the door, Greg Holgate. My goodness.
Good morning.
You've been Greg Holgate, of course, CEO of Oscar Wellness. Oscar Wellness is not a sponsor. I want to make that very clear because. Because, you know, I have a good BS detector and I believe nothing. Russ believes everything. And when I see something like this come across, it takes a lot for me to have the needle moved, so to speak.
Well, you strapped it on and actually fixed yourself, didn't you?
I did. Exactly right. So, and I, you know, after all, you know, I've talked to a lot of investors. I've talked to a lot of people about Greg. I wrote this down yesterday when I was in a meeting with Greg. And I learned this thing called PIMF. Rusty.
Yeah, I know a pimp. A couple of them. What do you need?
Pulsed electromagnetic field. Pulsed. Let me show you what this means.
Absolutely.
This is what it means. See this here?
I see it.
This is an Oscar pulse. It looks like a mouse. It creates a pimp. Pulsed electromagnetic field.
You want
this
some
is
towels?
What this is what this means.
Yeah. Is it doing it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hear that?
I do. Yeah, I got you.
Right. This cures pain and inflammation. Greg, great to have you on. Talk to
us.
For those people who've never seen you, we picked up a bunch of new affiliates in a bunch of new cities.
Excellent.
Talk to us. The people who haven't, I doubt that, I mean, everybody has to have seen you on social media. I mean, this thing is everywhere. Have you seen the videos for this?
I did. You know, the best part, when he got here 20 minutes ago, he didn't have a beard. He strapped it on. It just grew a beard.
Like that. Just like
grows
that.
Hair.
You want a beard?
Just
boom.
Like that.
It grows hair.
Just like that. Yeah, better than cannabis.
Yeah, well, no. not even. But my mom cracked her vertebrae in her back and was, you know, literally dying. Yeah. We all are. But, I mean, just dying of pain. Between the medication, but I gave her one of those. I said, just put it on. Put it near your bed. She's like, I got to put it on the spot. I go, you don't have to put it on the spot. Just put it near
because
you.
The field's the size of a beach ball, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So Greg is the CEO of a company called Oscar Wellness, and it's a pain-relieving device.
Correct.
Is that about right?
Yeah, we're a non-drug, non-invasive pain relief device.
Right.
All you have to do is put it near you, so it'll actually go right through your clothing, skin, and in your mom's case, underneath her pillow.
Right.
Because the field will just reduce inflammation and pain at a cellular level.
I think she's an old school user, old lady, but she thought it would vibrate or heat or like as soon as I take it off, I'm going to feel less pain.
I can tell you, sometimes I can feel something. I don't feel heat or vibration, but sometimes when I use it, I can feel something happening. I've had a couple of people tell me something's going on.
Yeah, there's about 1%.
Other times I can't feel anything.
About 1% of the time people feel something, and typically it's if you're hydrated, right?
Oh, is that right?
So it allows your body to circulate and kind of flush out the toxins out of your body.
So you feel that sensation.
Yeah, some people do feel that. And it's a rare... some people immediately, and some people, you know, like Sully, they feel it later.
Yeah, I mean, for me, though, I after my knee surgery, I was having trouble with inflammation in my quadricep. Not my knee, but my quadricep, because of stuff that happened during the surgery. It was a fantastic surgery. It was a very successful surgery.
Yeah. Is that just on and off, or are there different, like, you know, three clicks, you get super on, or are there many levels?
So we made it really simple. One push...
Yes.
30 minutes, it runs, it cycles through nerve, bone, soft tissue, and inflammation. And typically, the device is about the size of a shoebox.
Right.
Comes with a mat or a coil and costs them anywhere from $2,500 to $20,000.
The other guys.
The other guys.
Yeah.
We made this here in the U.S.
Right.
Made it portable, rechargeable.
Right.
And you can use it anywhere other than swimming.
Well. Yeah.
And it costs $400. So,
yeah.
And we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So it's really a... personal use pain relief device.
And I like the fact that I can still hear that buzzing.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So but within, again.
Yeah,
but,
again,
you, but the by the way, and I want to let people know, if you get one of these, when you get it, you won't hear that. In fact, no. You cannot hear it unless it's in a microphone.
Yes.
In fact, the first time you're on the air with us, is what the hell is that?
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, it's this thing.
Interference. We rewired the whole studio and we figured out it's you.
Okay, so I'm going to say, very good. Greg knows that I feel this way. When I first saw this thing on the internet, I didn't even know Greg yet. And I thought, okay, really? They're going to get, really? This is the copper thing that they sell on, the golf guys?
Yeah.
Really? Finally, I meet Greg. Greg hands me this thing on a Friday night. And by Monday, all the inflammation on my leg's gone. I'm going, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, let me look into this. So I look into this, and I stopped looking at the videos and all of the sales testimonials and started looking at your research here.
Right.
And in the next break, we're going to see how significant it is. But just in a short story, you've got doctors... credible doctors writing studies about this.
Yeah, so today we're announcing the release of our study out of Scripps, randomized double-blind placebo study. It's out on the market today. Big news because we're literally getting people off of drugs and getting people pain-free.
All right, stay right there. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what that study, they didn't pay for the study.
And I have.
Even commission the study.
I was about to get a week or 2 weeks vacation when he was going to go in for the knee surgery. Then your little machine fixed him, and he didn't go to the surgery. And I had to stick around on the air for 2 freaking weeks with this guy. Oh, you know me.
Have we announced that yet? That I rehab that? We have to talk about.
Yeah.
That. I never had my second knee surgery. Thanks to Greg Holgate, I'm still here.
I'm calling right, Tanya Harding and getting her.
OscarWellness.com. Big Biz Show.
Back ready.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sonny and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hi, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Boy, what a day. It's all about wellness. And my good friend Greg Holgate's in the studio. He's the CEO of Oscar Wellness, OscarWellness.com. You're going to see an entrepreneur series on Greg right here on YouTube America and Biz TV, 100 million TV homes, about this guy himself. Mm-hmm. I know you think it's about your company. It's really about you. So,
it's all about you. Yeah.
But you have a really interesting background. I don't want to go into it today, but I mean, he is a really interesting background in helping people feel better. I mean, with some of the biggest companies in the world, and you ditched over to this company when you thought, hey, there's an opportunity here. I mean, you were leader of worldwide sales for a very big company. But let's talk about Oscar, because one of the keys here is that, this is all the anecdotal stuff we can say, my mom feels better, Sully feels better,
right.
Rusty feels better is great, okay? I don't put a lot of stock in anecdotals. Most people that know me know that I hate anecdotals. When people say, oh, Google loves us. What I really want to know is what the doctors are saying. So you commissioned one study, and then you didn't pay for one study. Talk about the one you commissioned, or talk about the Scripps one first.
So we did a study at Scripps La Jolla here in San Diego.
Notable.
With 30 patients, 15 on a real device, 15 on a placebo device. The 15 with placebo in 2 weeks had a net zero effect, meaning no change in their pain.
Okay. And they report this to you.
Or worse. And then the ones on our device, 25 to 40% reduction in their pain in 2 weeks. More importantly, change in attitude, change in condition, and change in their use of drugs.
Sure.
So,
and listen, I will say this. You know, I use it nonstop. Like when I'm in the car,
the pulse,
I got it on.
Not the drugs.
Not the drugs. Yeah, the pulse. But I have it in the car all the time. It's just one of those things where I just feel better with it.
Yeah.
And I can tell when I don't use it.
Yeah.
I was talking to my dad over the weekend, 89 years old. Same exact thing. The minute he doesn't use it, and he's not thinking about this. This is not what he's, because there's not a placebo effect going on here.
Correct.
And by the way, even if there is, it still works. But this is real medicine. Talk about the one that I saw here from, and I'm going to see if I can pronounce this guy's name, because his name is Tiziano Maravino. Okay, and he's a
doctor. I was going to name my son that.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
Tiziano Stolmack.
He's a health strategist. This guy. Bought one of these.
What?
Unbeknownst to you.
He bought quite a few of them and put them on 26 patients.
Without you guys knowing.
I had no idea. And they just published it in Practical Pain Management.
Nice.
It's a big deal because typically you have to pay for any kind of study and then usually kind of know the results. We knew nothing.
So this cat just buys these things. He works for Practical. This is like the Consumer Reports, by the way, of pain management. In other words, there is no agenda here.
Correct.
Did he show up at the return counter with 26 slightly used?
No.
The interesting thing we found out after the fact is that now the patients are buying the devices from him.
Right.
Which is ultimately the opportunity, right?
Yeah. So they tested the device over 5 to 6 weeks, and they had low back pain. Some of them had degenerative disc disease. Mm-hmm. Some of them had some spinal osteoarthritis. Stuff that's like real bone disease in some of these people. So what happened?
So what happens with anybody? So the device is designed to reduce inflammation and pain at a cellular level. And what you saw in the study that he did was these are all comers. These are just, they didn't cherry pick patients.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So those are people that have real pain. There's 117 million people in this country with that type of pain.
Yeah.
So he picked a cross section of his patients, put the devices on, 5-6 weeks later, came out with an amazing result, which is kind of our daily experience with
I really want to go out this weekend and hurt myself so I can use this, because I'm not suffering anywhere too bad, but
something different this weekend is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, yes. Something a different kind of hurt.
Hurt me.
Greg, when you see these studies that come out where they don't pay for this stuff, this is the best type of earned media, and it's not even media.
Yeah.
But this is the best type of earned media for a company. Like, what does that mean to a company like
this? It's unprecedented, actually, in med devices. Like, people don't do studies without getting compensated.
Right.
So, actually, I've surveyed a bunch of people in the medical industry. No one can tell me they've ever remembered when that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty humbled by it.
Yeah,
and excited about the news that's going out to market.
So let's put our company hat on, because a lot of people watch this show because they love to peel back the covers on what it's like to be a CEO of a company. And you guys are privately held at this point.
Yeah.
You guys are on a growth spurt. You know, in the evolution of a company, there is, I'm going to start this company and I'm going to exit this company. The exit hopefully has a liquidity event involved in it, whether you go public or get acquired or something like that. Where are you guys right now in that? What can you share with us?
So we're at the starting line.
Are you really?
Yeah, I think
9 feet out of the parking lot of a 20-foot hike?
I think every day is a starting line.
Really?
Yeah, I think you got to start. We're definitely have the momentum. You know, we won a series of awards.
Well, let's talk about those for a second, because Consumer Electronics Show, which we broadcast out a number of times, you won the tech product of the year?
Yeah, startup of the year. Actually, 1,600 companies. We beat out 1,600 companies in startup of the year. And of the 4,500 companies at the show this year, we were one of five where the commissioner of the FCC actually came in and visited us because she wants to help promote.
It's a she.
Oh, she.
Federal Communications Commission. FCC.
CC. Yeah.
By the way,
I know.
Black helicopters over your house.
Yeah.
I got you, honey.
So, but the point is that they came to you because why? What did they say to you?
Because they know that what we're doing is important to the market, and everybody's talking about opioids. Everyone's talking about how do we get people off opioids?
Right.
And we're a solution for that. We may not be the solution, but we're definitely a solution. And we got major media because of that, and that's helping to catapult us. Because really, at the end of the day, we just need people to know about us. If they do, they'll try it. If they try it, it'll work.
Is there a bigger version, like my whole back, like a backpack size?
Yeah, where does this go from here?
Start healing people within 10 feet of me?
So I think you're going to find out.
Where you're Iron Man, you just walk through.
Come over here.
Walks in the room.
Yeah, so I think what you're going to find out is very soon you're going to start seeing it showing up in your doctor's offices. You're going to start seeing it in clinics. You're going to see it in hospitals. Because it's an alternative.
Why
to drugs.
Wouldn't you, when you are sitting in the waiting room at an orthopedist, why wouldn't they just hand you one of these? Like in the restaurant, they hand you the thing, it's going to go on, your table's ready?
Yeah.
Honestly, why wouldn't people in the waiting room just sit down? So, you're going to be waiting for a half hour anyway.
So that's not too far away. That's what's great. Coming next.
I get 10 cents in every one of those.
It should also light up and vibrate when your doctor's ready to see you. Like, oh, wait, not only is my knee better, I am ready to see
my table's ready.
My cheeseburger.
It's blue for a reason, Rusty. Yeah.
The interesting part, though, is if you made a clinical model, it wouldn't be that much different internally than what you get at home anyway, which is really talks about how strong the efficacy of this is.
So the technology is very valid, right? It's got 60 years of data, and we have our own studies, and we have obviously independent studies.
Mm-hmm.
So the future of a clinical device is very close.
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg, it's great to see your success. It's always good to have you in studio. Watch for the Entrepreneur series that comes out with Greg Holger here. Coming up more than likely, I think it's going to be in the next month or so, because if we can get Greg, if we can pin Greg down for 5 minutes, he's not traveling. We actually finished taping. Greg Holger, Oscar Wellness, OSKAWellness.com.
I think I hear it.
The voice is in your head. All right, Chris Janik is our director. Jared Coleman is our executive producer and sitting in the second chair today. Curtis Manovich is our keeper of keys, our floor director, our cameraman, and the composer of all music on the program. Jason Hobbs is our booker. can find Russ at russisfunny.com because...
russishairy.com was taken. Sorry, you had to see that.
Nobody wants to see
I'm going
to
hide over here.
For our friends at Medicine Man Technologies, scamaside.com.
Are we done yet?
Greg Holgate from Oscar Wellness. Big Biz Show. We'll see you tomorrow.